Hey, good afternoon. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York.
This shiur is dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas, my father, Avi Mori, Harav Shmuel ben Harav Hillel, Zichrono Levracha.
We are on the eve, Erev Yantif, and I wanted to share a few thoughts regarding the Seder. And I want to take a look at the end of the Seder, or close to the end of the Seder. And when we say the end of the Seder, what exactly do we mean by the end of the Seder? So, Kadesh Orchatz, etc., etc., we get to Halel Nirtza. If you look in most traditional Sfaradi Haggadahs, there's really nothing in Nirtza. Just Halel Nirtza. Nirtza is the end. That's it. You say Shir Hashirim. But if you find anything in a Sfaradi Haggadah, it's usually, not always, but it's usually either Chad Gadya, which is an Ashkenaz Piyot, or Echad Miyodeya. Sometimes these things are translated into Arabic. But in either case, the Seder pretty much is over by Hallel. But in Ashkenaz Haggadahs, so we do have Nirtza. And the Piyutim that we say in Nirtza begins with Chasal Sidur Pesach Kehilchaso. And this is a very strange Piyut, because Chasal Sidur Pesach Kilchaso means the Seder is over. We did it everything according to Halacha. Kasher Zachinu L'Sader Osa, just as we did this Seder properly. Kein Nizke, in the future we should do so. B'tzion, Berina, in Yerushalayim. So this makes a lot of sense on one level. But on another level, this is entirely incomprehensible. Because Chasal Sidur Pesach is actually an excerpt from a much larger piyut written by Rav Yosef Tuvelim, and the piyut is meant to be recited on Shabbos HaGadol. And what is this piyut about? The piyut in its entirety is about the halachas of preparing for Yontif. How to do Hagalas Kelim, how to kasher your dishes, how to take care of the chametz and prepare for the Seder. All the things that a person needs to do in order to prepare themselves to be ready for the Seder on the night of Pesach, that is what is encapsulated in this piyut. So if you want to know how to kasher your silverware in rhyming couplets, you can take a look at this piyut, right? So the end of this piyut is Chasal Sidur Pesach Kehilchaso. Now that we have finished Sidur Pesach, arranging and organizing all the halachas of Pesach, so we know the halachas, we know what we have to do, we know what is a... Now we're ready. Kasher Zachinu L'Sader Oso. So now that we have prepared for it, because we know all the halachas, so now, God willing, we should be able to make the Seder in its proper time. What is this Chasal Sidur Pesach, which is part of a Shabbos HaGadol Piyut, about preparing for the Seder, doing at the end of our Seder at the beginning of Nirtza? Seems entirely incomprehensible. That's question number one. And from one perspective, it's really a perfect summary to the Seder, or at least it's a perfect bookend to the Seder, because if Halach Ma'anya is the opening and Chasal Sidur Pesach is the closing, Halach Ma'anya is a mirror version, if you will, of Chasal Sidur Pesach. Because Halach Ma'anya is about the mitzvah of matzah, about kol dichvin come and eat, and a reference to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Right? And just like we have over here, a wish for hope for Geula, Bekar of Nahel Nitechana Petuyim Litzion Perina. So it's a nice bookend, but it really only begs the question, not so much, is this a nice bookend to the Seder paralleling Halach Ma'anya? It's only a kash on Halach Ma'anya as well. So Halach Ma'anya starts, with a reference to the mitzvahs and an implicit tefillah for Geula. And Chasal Sidur Pesach ends with a reference to the mitzvahs, halachas, and a plea for Geula. But in its reality, what is Chasal Sidur Pesach doing here at the end of the Seder? So I think the way to answer this question is to think about what is the essential mitzvah of the night and take a look at what the theme of the Haggadah is. And if we look at the Haggadah with maybe a fresh pair of eyes, or maybe not a fresh pair of eyes, but if we look at it carefully, I think Chasal Sidur Pesach becomes absolutely and entirely appropriate and is a perfect end to the Seder. So what's the essential mitzvah of the night? Yes, we have the mitzvah of matzah, medir, isa. We have maror, derabanan. We have dalet kosos, derabanan. But this is all surrounding the essential mitzvah of the night, which is vigadat telavincha, which is sipur yitzias mitzrayim. And when we say avadim hayinu, we say mitzvah aleinu lesaper. It is a mitzvah indeed. And this is called, this is at the very beginning of the Haggadah. We call it out by its name. Mitzvah leinu lesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah to do so. So if I would ask you to think about the Haggadah and the theme that would emerge from a review of the Haggadah, I think that everybody would agree. Probably people would say, Cheres, freedom, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim in one way or another, whether it's about the Exodus or about the Makos or about crossing the Yamsuf or, whatever it is. It's basically around that mitzvah. Mitzvah leinu lesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's how we basically start off the Haggadah right after Manishtana. So I want to test out that theory. And we're going to come back to answer our original question to explain Chasal Seder Pesach by the end. And I think that as we go along, it should become clear that that question will be answered. But first I want to go and look at the essential mitzvah of the night. And the essential mitzvah of the night is V'gadat Levincha Mitzvah Leinu Saper B'tzias Mitzrayim. So let's test out that theory. Is indeed the Haggadah about the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? So we start with Halach Ma'anya. Now, Halach Ma'anya is nothing, barely anything to do with the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it's certainly not Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And if you go then a little step further, after Halach Ma'anya, so we take a look at Manishtana. So what's Manishtana? Manishtana in the questions and in the answers are not related primarily to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. So what makes this night different from all other nights? First of all, let's understand the question. Manishtana halayla hazeh. If we want to know how is this night different from all other nights, it should say mashoneh halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. What's pshat? What does it mean? Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. Furthermore, if the answer is, on all other nights we do this, and tonight we do that, what does it mean? Shebechol halaylos. Shebechol halaylos means that on all other nights. So if the question is what is different, it should be mashona. And if the answer is on all of the nights we do X, Y, Z, it should say bichol. Why does it say shebichol? Shebichol sounds like you're in the middle of a sentence. Rav Soloveitchik famously taught that manishtana could be understood not so much as a interrogative, as a question of why is this night different from all the other nights, seeking an answer, but rather it should be understood as a declaration. It's a declaration. How is a sentence that starts manishtana, how is this night, etc., or why, or what is makes this night different, how can that be understood as a declaration? How is it possible? If we think back to, say, for Bereishis, when Yaakov Avinu has his dream with the Malachim Olam V'Yardimbo on the ladder, and then he wakes up from the dream, and he realizes that this is Shara Shamayim, this is the point of interface between humanity and the divine presence. So then he declares and he says, Manora HaMakom Hazeh. How extraordinary, how awesome, how unique is this place? And it is in that way that we understand the question of Manishtana. Manishtana halayla hazeh. How unique is this night? In that Shebechol halilos anu achlin chameza. In that Shebechol halilos. It's not a question and an answer. It's a statement of awe. Now, even if you want to see it as a question or answer, or however you look at it, bottom line is, the questions do not have to do about the story, and what about the answers? So, the answer is, Shebechol halelos, Shebechol halelos, Shebechol halelos, also doesn't have to do with the story. So even if you understand it on its simple, just as a simple read, Manishtana does not have to do with Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It might connect to it, it might relate to it, but it is not Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, Halach Ma'anya is not about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Manishtana is not. Now, Avadim Hayinu, for sure, Avadim Hayinu is the story. Avadim Hayinu, so we have three sentences, or one long run-on sentence, however you want to read it. V'chol amar b'lesapri Yitzias Mitzrayim hareza meshubach. Shoin, that's it. We have the story of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. What else is there to do? Well, we move then to Ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar. So the story of Ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar has nothing to do with Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's about Chachamim who are doing Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But there is no Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim in the story of the Chachamim in the Seder Bnei Brak. It's about the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hare ani kiven shivim shana. What's this about? This is about the question of whether you have a chiyuv of zecher yitzias Mitzrayim leman tizkor. Do you have to remember zecheras yitzias Mitzrayim balelos, not balelos? Okay, very nice, very important. Is it related to yitzias Mitzrayim? 100%. Is it sipur yitzias Mitzrayim? Not by a long shot. So Halach Ma'anya is not Sipur, Manishtana is not Sipur, Ma'aseh Elazar is not Sipur, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is not Sipur, but Baruch Hashem, at least we have the Dalet Banim. who are also apparently barely Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What do we say? Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. It is, you know, the four sons, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, etc. So what is it, the Chacham Rasha and Tam? How are we supposed to educate them? So the question of the Chacham, Ha'edos V'Chukim HaMishpatim, nothing to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Related? Yes. Is it Sipur? No. He's asking about the laws, about the halachas, about the chukim and the mishpatim, the mitzvahs. And what do we answer him? We answer him a relevant halacha regarding Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen. You can't eat anything after Afikomen. Beautiful, wonderful, amazing. Is it Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? No. Russia? Russia's question is also not Yitzipur. Mahavod Azos Lachem, what's all this ritual that you're doing? And how do we answer him? So everybody points to the fact that we say Hakeshinov. Yes, that's true. But after Hakeshinov, the Baal HaGadah says, Emorlo, respond to him. And say them to the following, Bavurzeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim. Because of this, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. This pasuk, Bavurzeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim, that is part of the pasuk v'yigadat alevincha. V'yigadat alevincha, the mitzvah to tell the story on this night, to share the story, Bavurzeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim. So apparently we are telling the Russia something about, I mean, it's pretty brief. It's almost just a hint. But okay, all right, we got a little Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in there. Tam, what do we say to the Tam? The Tam, we taka tell him the story. We say something really content-based, and the basic idea of, you know, we summarize the story in one sentence. Bechozek yad hotzianu Hashem mitzrayim beis avadam. That's taka the story. Is it big? Is it developed? No. But at least it's something. So the Tam, we tell him the story. And the she'eno yodea lishol at psachlo. Here, v'yigadat alevincha b'yomahu, bavurzeh asa Hashem, same answer as the Rasha. Connected to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's even a shtickle, it's a little bit of the Sipur, but it's not much. So, if we're operating on this thesis, that the central mitzvah of the night, v'yigadat alevincha, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Magid, which is the vast majority of the Seder, encapsulates and is the execution of that mitzvah, so what do we have? Barely anything in terms of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So now we have to ask the question, well, what is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? What is that mitzvah? V'yigadat alevincha bayomahu, to tell your child on that, ba'avurzeh, because of this, asa Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. So I think you have to understand this pasuk to understand what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is. And then if we understand what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is, maybe we can better appreciate what's going on in the Haggadah. So what is Bavurzeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim? Because of this, Hashem took me out of Egypt. So there are a few approaches as to what exactly this means. So the Ramban says the following. Bavurzeh, what does it mean, because of this Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim? Bavurzeh means for no discernible reason. Zeh is a reference to Hashem. Zeh keli v'anvehu. So this is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't really have to tell him, you know, everything that we know. We just have to say, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We really don't know why Hashem took us. He has his own cheshbonus. Bavurzeh, because of Hashem's kavod, because of Hashem's glory, because of Hashem's rachmanis, because whatever it is. Bavurzeh, because of Zeh keli v'anveyu. It is kavod and malchus of Hashem. He took us out. That's it. And that's the essential point if you understand the pasuk properly. Rashi says, Hashem took us out in order to do the mitzvah. Bavurzeh means Hashem, Bavurzeh asa Hashem li, Hashem did this for me in order that we should be doing the mitzvahs. But the Ibn Ezra sort of takes it, you know, one step back. It's not just that Hashem took us out that we should be doing the mitzvahs, but go back in time a little bit. In the zchus of the mitzvahs that we did, Pesach, Matzah, whatever, Hashem gave us these mitzvahs. In the zchus of those mitzvahs, Hashem took us out, and those are our marching orders going forward. So what is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? What is the Sipur? V'higadat alevincha b'yom ahu le'emor bavurzeh. What are we supposed to be telling him? What's the essential point? The essential point is, the zchus of these mitzvahs brought us to Geula, and that is the mitzvahs that is the purpose, the goal, the telos of our ultimate Yetzias Mitzrayim. Beautiful. This is what we should be saying. The Beis HaLevi famously takes it even one step further. It's not about the mitzvahs, or maybe not just about the mitzvahs that we need to do. It's not in the zchus of the mitzvahs that we did, but you have the whole series of cause and effect backwards. It's not that, you know, we had this historical experience, the story, and then as a consequence we have these mitzvahs. No, it is the mitzvahs that preceded the story, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized historical events to fit the pre-existing mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world based on the Torah. Histakol v'araisa bar alma. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. So the mitzvahs predated the historical event. We know Al Pi Chazal that Avraham Avinu ate matzahs and Lot ate matzahs and the Avos observed the mitzvahs. But in either case, the mitzvah is not the effect of the historical event, the consequence of the historical event. The mitzvah is the cause of the historical event. So if we understand Bavur Zeh as in this light, what we're basically saying is the mitzvah is everything. The mitzvah is everything. The story is important. Yes, 100%. The story is important. The story is inspirational. The story is gewaldic. But it's the mitzvah which is the ikar. It's the central feature, right? Now, if we understand that this is the case, if we understand that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, what we're supposed to be ingraining into the children, is the notion that the mitzvah is the ikar, the mitzvah, the halacha, the mandated will of Hashem that binds us to Him and to the Torah, that is the ikar, then all of a sudden, the Haggadah comes into clear focus. Halach Ma'anya is not about the story because the story is important, but it's about the mitzvah. Manishtana is not about the story because the story is not the ikar. The mitzvah is. Avadim Ayinu, yeah, we have a story. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, by the Seder, Kriya Shema, it's not about the story. Because mitzvah is the ikar. Because the story, without the mitzvah, the story will fizzle. The story becomes hollow. And the story will ultimately dissipate and go away. In order for the story, in order for the sipur to have meaning and purpose and longevity and resonance, midor ledor, from generation to generation, it must be bound to mitzvah. And I mean that in two ways. Mitzvah is binding. Mitzvah is commitment. Mitzvah is required. Mitzvah is whether it resonates with me or not, whether I feel I want to do it or not. Mitzvah, it is obligatory. But it's also because the mitzvah is the chibur between the person and Hashem. The mitzvah is the ikar. The mitzvah is everything. The story is the story. But without the mitzvah, the story can last only so long and will ultimately ring hollow and dissipate over the course of the unfolding of history. So now, if we understand that the mitzvah is the ikar, and this is the idea of v'higadat alavicha ba'avur zeh, a few things, interestingly, become absolutely clear. So first of all, the Rambam says, and Chaim famously expounds upon this, what is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Rambam says, you have, based on the Gemara, you have to start on the low point and end on the high point. You have to actually, ideally, say it to somebody. You can't just be thinking about it in your head or even saying it to yourself, if at all possible. Really, it's supposed to be, said to somebody. That's a sipur. In addition, kol mishlo amar shlosha dvarim eila. Whoever doesn't say Pesach, Matzah, and Maror has not fulfilled the mitzvah. We know that. What the Rambam says is dvarim elu kula nikran haggadah. All of this is part of Haggadah, not just about telling the story and how you say it, starting with Gnai and ending in Shvach, but even the Rabban Gamliel, if you don't say these three things, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur, it means that the mitzvah is actually part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Reb Chaim says, to flesh it out a little bit more, as quoted by the Brisker Rav, that this includes halachas. Talking about the halachas is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you think about it based on what we're saying, it's really not the add-on, it's actually the ikar. It's actually the ikar. The halachas are the ikar. The mitzvah is the ikar. Because the story by itself cannot succeed. The story by itself will have no longevity. Go further in the Haggadah. Yachol Merosh Chodesh, what's the next thing we have? After the four sons. So we want to know, when do you start the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is it by Rosh Chodesh? Is it by the day of? Is it by the Seder? Is it by the night? You have to have the mitzvahs present. It's all about the mitzvah. This is not Sipur. Indeed, Rav Soloveitchik famously taught that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is inherently connected to the mitzvah per se. Meaning that if there is no Karban Pesach and there is no Maror and there is no mitzvah of Matzah, then there would be no Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in HaTorah. It is only when there is a mitzvah of Matzah and a mitzvah of Karban Pesach and a mitzvah of Maror, only then will you have a mitzvah Midiraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now today we don't have a Karban Pesach and we don't have a mitzvah of Maror, but at least we follow the view that Matzah is a Diaraisa. So since Matzah is a Diaraisa, we still have the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. The mitzvah of Sipur is organically connected to the mitzvah. What's the philosophical point here? If there is no mitzvah, the story fades away. This mitzvah is the ikar. So Yachol Mirash Chodesh is that. Now, then we have, of course, Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah. Okay, you have your story. I'm not saying that there's no story in the Haggadah. But even this story begins from Avram Avinu and ends up, certainly includes Mitzrayim. But, you know, it's really, you know, a little bit. Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah. Vayomer Yeshua, Komar Shem Be'ever Hanar, Ve'echa Esaviyam, Ve'arbe, Ve'etem Li Yitzchak, Ve'yakov Vavonav Yardu Mitzrayim. Right, so there's not much about the story there, even though that's a story. Then, of course, we have Tzei Olamad. Now, Tzei Olamad, there's no two ways around it. Tzei Olamad is the story. But isn't it interesting to note that what are the psukim that the Baal Haggadah chooses to say over the story of Mitzrayim? It's psukim from Devarim, Arami Oved Avi, Mikra Bikurim. The Baal Haggadah couldn't have found three psukim in Shmos, Va'era, Bo, Bishalach, nothing? Nothing in those parashios that could summarize the story of Egypt? You had to go to Mikra Bigurim and Sefer Devarim? But the point is clear. The reason, it seems to me, that we have Mikra Bigurim as the psukim in which we explicate the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is because these are the psukim of Mikra Bigurim. These are story connected to mitzvah. No mitzvah? The story becomes hollow. The mitzvah is what grounds it. The mitzvah is what makes it meaningful. The mitzvah is what makes it purposeful, profound, and long-lasting. Because the mitzvah is binding, and the mitzvah is what creates the spiritual connection between ourselves and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's Tzei Olamad. So, yeah, we have a story, a beautiful story, but the story has to be connected to the mitzvah. Right? Now, if you're still looking for a story that's just a story on its own, so, you know, we have the what I call the accountant's version of the Haggadah, you know, how many Nisim were there? Beautiful, all well and good. So we have a little bit of story, Baruch Hashem, and then we move to Dayenu. So if you look clearly at Dayenu, Dayenu is what, 15 lines, 16 lines, whatever it is. Half of it is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the other half is about what? The other half is about getting to Har Sinai and getting the mitzvah of Shabbos and ultimately getting to Eretz Yisrael with a Beis HaBechira in order to have the deep spiritual connection to Hashem. Now, what is more mitzvah-oriented than Shabbos and Har Sinai and the Beis HaMikdash? And this is where the second half of Dayenu takes us. So even Dayenu, which is about the story, is not just about the story. It's ultimately connected to the mitzvah. And of course, Rabban Gamliel, you don't have to be a great intellect to see a chiddush over here, but Rabban Gamliel is also, Kol Shalom HaShloshet Dvar Melech V'Pesach, Layotza Yudecho Vaso, as we mentioned a little earlier. So what's left in the Seder? So Halachman is not about the story, and Manishtan is not about the story, and the Arba Banim is not about the story, mostly, and Dayenu is not really about the story, and Bilozim and Azariah, and Arenikiv and Shimshona, and none of it is about the story, or it's minimally about the story. And even the story of Tzei Olamad, those psukim are Mikra Bikurim, they're not the story. They're psukim from Mikra Bikurim that relate to the story. So even the story psukim are related and organically connected at the hip to mitzvah. So what comes after this? Mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah. Now we actually do. You know, matzah, maror, korech, shulchan arech, right? Zechel mikdash kehillel. All of these things is mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah. Afikoman, mitzvah. So the mitzvahs in the Seder are the mitzvah. The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is about the mitzvah. And the introduction is about the mitzvah. It's interesting to note that the Gemara says something fascinating. The Gemara says that a suma is pater from saying the Haggadah. Mar and Psachim. Suma is pater. How do we know that a suma is pater? So we know that a suma is pater because we have a limud. The Gemara says it's by Ben Soro Mora, but Beneinu Zeh. And it says regarding Vigadat Alevincha, Ba'avor Zeh. So we have a connection here. Ben Sora to the Banim at the Ben, to whom you're supposed to be talking to, at Vigadat Alevincha. So just like by Ben Sora Mora, the blind parent or whoever the blind person is makes the Ben Sora exempt from liability. Similarly over here, if a person is blind, they're exempt from this. Now, my purpose here is not to analyze exactly this halacha of summa of a blind person. But it's interesting to me that the Gemara finds a connection, a parallel between the bincha of the Higadat HaLevincha and Ben Sora Umora. In that they are the same person, identical, but looking each other in the mirror, in the opposite, basically. They're identical and opposite, right? The Ben Sora Mora is all about breaking down boundaries, that there are no limits, that there's no obligations, that there's no requirements. I can do what I want, when I want, how I want, break every single boundary, sleep what I want, eat what I want, do what I want, take what I want. That's the opposite. of the Higadata Levincha. The Higadata Levincha is saying about what mitzvah is, and mitzvah is about limitations and borders and boundaries, and ultimately that is what gives a person the ability to live truly and freely. That is truly ultimately cheiros. That's ultimately cheiros, when a person can live. When a person is controlled by their wants and their desires and their addictions and their toxicities and their resentments and their anger and their lusts and everything, that's not free. This is true cheiros. And Ben-Chorin, Elim, Mishosik, Batorah, and it's in its most literal sense. So it's fascinating that the Gemara so sees as a point and counterpoint the Ben of Yigadat Bincha and the Ben Sor Amora. They're opposites. They're the same, but they're opposites. The kid in one instance and the kid in the other instance, exact opposites. What are we supposed to be transferring? What's the Mesorah that we need to be transferring at the Seder? The Mesorah is the importance of the Halacha, the importance of the Mitzvah, because it is binding and because it is the Chibur, it is the connection between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, and there are other things that you can see in the Seder as reflect this point. Just one more very quickly. The halacha is that after you finish with the afikomen, you're not allowed to eat anything. So the Torah says, citing Rabbeinu Yonah, tam leminhag. The reason for the minhag, what minhag are we talking about? The minhag is that you're not supposed to eat after afikomen, but you can drink. However, you shouldn't drink wine. You shouldn't eat after afikomen, but you can drink, but you shouldn't drink wine. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, cited in the Torah, what's the reason for this minhag? L'fishechayev adam lasok kol halayla behilchos ha-pesach. The whole night you're supposed to be doing hilchos pesach. That's the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, in addition to Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Nisim, etc. But that is part and parcel of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is handing over the Mesorah, understanding the nature of what mitzvah and halacha is. It's about living a life of duty, of commitment, but also understanding that those actions, behaviors, and activities that are our duty and commitment, they are what give us this deep, spiritual, and profound connection with the Nosein HaTorah himself, with the Borei Olam. It's not just about doing stuff for the purpose of doing stuff. It's about doing stuff for the purposes of having a deep and profound connection to the Creator of all. So with this understanding that the mitzvah is the ikar, the halacha is the ikar, and the story, as important as it is to help inspire us, the story is not what created the mitzvah. The mitzvah is what ultimately creates the story and is what gives the story meaning, purpose, and longevity, and what gives us meaning and purpose and gives our story longevity. This is why we tell the Rasha. We say to the Rasha, Bavorzeh, because of this, because of the mitzvahs. You're saying that the story is no longer meaningful? You're telling me that the story has run its course? It's 3,000 years ago? Ein achanami, it's true. The story has run its course 3,000 years ago. But that's not what this is about. It's not about the story. It's about the mitzvah. It's about that behavior, that action that allows us to connect on the deepest level to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So with that, we can understand where we started our discussion today. Why do we end the Seder with Chasal Seder Pesach? Well, Chasal Seder Pesach is the perfect end to the Seder. Yes, we took the piyut of Chasal Seder Pesach from its original meaning and its original intent, which is how to prepare for the Yom Tov. And we took Chasal Seder Pesach and we appended it to the end of the Seder. Chasal Seder Pesach kehilchoso. We now finished the Seder according to all the halachos, according to all the chukim, according to all the mishpatim. We did it exactly as it's supposed to be done. And you know why we end the Seder with Chasal Seder Pesach? Because that's the ikar. The ikar is indeed the mitzvah, the halacha. Is it nice to have for the family to get together and tell the story? Yes, it's even a mitzvah to tell that story. But the story in and of itself is not sufficient. And that's why we end the Seder. We summarize the Seder, the essential point, the cliff notes, if you will. Chasal, Seder, Pesach, Kehilchoso, Mishpato, V'chukoso. We did it all. We did it according to the halacha. We did it according to the mitzvah. And that's what we want to emphasize, to demonstrate, and to hand over to all those who are at the Seder, and to every generation, to all the generations that are present. And this explains why we, number one, we say Chasal Seder Pesach, and then at the end we say Lashana Haba Yerushalayim HaBenuya. Why do we say at the end, why do we then lead into Lashana Haba Yerushalayim? So there's a famous Medrash. The Medrash says, why is Yerushalayim called Yerushalayim? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a quandary. You know, what should I call this place? There are two people that already named it. Avram Avinu and Malkit Tzedek. Avram Avinu named it Yireh, and Malkit Tzedek named it Shalem. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to himself, if I call it Yireh, then I'm going to be causing a disrespect and maybe even, you know, provoke ill feelings by Malkit Tzedek, because he was a big tzaddik. And if I call it Shalem, then I'm going to provoke ill feelings amongst Avram Avinu, and I don't want to do that. He's a big tzaddik. So Malkit Tzedek is a big tzaddik. Yes, Chazal, the Malkit Tzedek is identified as Shem. So I don't want to cause ill feelings amongst Malkit Tzedek Shem, and I don't want to cause ill feelings amongst Avram Avinu. And therefore, I'm going to combine the two, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. The solution is Yireh Shalem becomes Yerushalayim. Famous Medrash. What's the meaning of this Medrash? Both Avram Avinu and Malkit Tzedek / Shem had to exhibit the midah of extraordinary gevura, of restraint and courage. Avram Avinu calls it Yireh in the context of Kedas Yitzchak. Imagine how Avram Avinu could have felt just on a simple human level. Every bone in his body is saying, don't kill my son. Don't do the Akedah. Don't. And Avram Avinu had to be miskaber. He had to show restraint and courage and overcome the basic human impulse. And if Avram Avinu didn't have to do it because he was such a great tzaddik, everybody else in the world would have to if they were in such a situation. This story reflects the notion of gvura. And Malkit Tzedek Shem, what about him? Where's the gvura there? So Malkit Tzedek Shem, the Torah tells us that he comes out and he gives Avram Avinu matanos and he gives him food and whatever. Right after they come back, Avram and the gang, as it were, come back from killing the four kings, including Kedar LaOmer. So who's Kedar LaOmer? Kedar LaOmer is the grandson of Shem. So what the Pasuk is telling us here is that Malkit Tzedek Shem, even though Avram Avinu killed his other grandson, Kedar LaOmer, Malkit Tzedek Shem didn't hold it against him. Imagine the resentment or possible anger or frustration or whatever negative emotion you could think. Now he's got to go and he's got to greet Avram Avinu like a tzaddik? And that's indeed what he does. Malkit Tzedek Melech Shalem Hotzi Lechem V'yayin V'hu Choyin La'el Elyon V'yavarcheu V'yomer Baruch Avram. He gives Avram a bracha. It could very well be that every fiber in his being was saying, I want to wring Avram Avinu by his neck, even though he was also a grandson. But how do you kill Kedar LaOmer? My flesh and blood. So Avram Avinu, it represents the notion of gvura when he calls it Yireh. And Malkit Tzedek Shem represents the notion of gvura when Yerushalayim is known as Shalem in the context of those psukim. And what is the midah of gvura? The midah of gvura is to be courageous, to be strong, show restraint. This is what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah is when you don't want to do it, you do it anyway. When you're tired, you do it anyway. When it's uncomfortable, you do it anyway. When everything in your body and mind and life and business and family is telling you, I don't want to do this. I'm tired. I got other stuff. You do it anyway. When a person who is causing you such agmas nefesh, and now there's an opportunity for bikur cholim, now there's an opportunity for chesed, now there's an opportunity for basic menschlichkeit, even though the person is you feel doesn't deserve it, you do it anyway. That's a mitzvah. That's overcoming one's own ezehu agibor akovish es yitzro. That's true gvura. And that's why we end with L'shana Haba Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim represents the notion, really the basic idea of what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah is binding obligation. Do it anyway. And when one is able to live a life in which they live a life of mitzvah, where they overcome their yetzer, they overcome their doubts, they overcome their issues, and because the mitzvah challenges me and calls me to do so, that is a mesorah that can give meaning and purpose to the story, the history of Klal Yisrael. The story is not what keeps us moving forward. The story is important, inspirational, amazing, but it's the mitzvah surrounding the story, connected to the story, creating the story, that is what ultimately gives meaning, purpose, and longevity, both because it gives us the ability to live as giborim, and through our gvura, we are able to connect and to create the most profound connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam and live lives of purposeful spiritual meaning, depth, and profundity. A Chag Kosher v'Sameach to all.